Secretary of State Colin Powell today arrived in Beijing to enlist support on two critical issues, the disarmament of Iraq and the elimination of the growing nuclear threat on the Korean Peninsula. As Powell holds talks in Northeast Asia, the UN Security Council is also approaching some tough decisions. One is whether to approve a new resolution on Iraq that almost certainly would mean war. The other is to determine how to convince North Korea to enter negotiations aimed at dismantling the country's nuclear weapons program. NPR's Vicky O'Hara is traveling with Secretary Powell, and she joins us from Beijing. Hello, Vicky.
Hi, Leanne.
Secretary Powell's first stop on the trip was in Tokyo. What kind of reception did he get?
According to Powell, it was a pretty good reception. That isn't surprising when you think about the longstanding U.S.-Japanese alliance and the fact that Japan is extremely concerned about North Korea's belligerence about restarting its nuclear reactors. Japan lives in this neighborhood and would be right in the line of fire if some sort of war broke out on the Korean Peninsula. And Powell met with Japanese officials, including the prime minister. Afterward, he told reporters that he reaffirmed to Japan that the United States wants to resolve this nuclear issue peacefully and has no intention to invade or attack North Korea. Powell said that Tokyo supports the U.S. position that any negotiations with North Korea on the nuclear threat should be done in some sort of multinational forum. North Korea has been resisting that. It says it wants to talk only to the United States.
But the Bush administration has said it doesn't want to negotiate with North Korea on a one-on-one basis because it doesn't want to reward what it calls North Korea's nuclear blackmail. Is there any indication that Washington might bend on this?
The U.S. position has softened bit by bit since Washington told the world last fall that North Korea had admitted to having a covert nuclear weapons program. And at that time, the U.S. said there would be no negotiations until the program was dismantled. When that didn't produce results, Washington then said it wouldn't negotiate, but it was willing to talk to North Korea about what needed to be done. And today in Tokyo, Secretary Powell said that the U.S. believes that the negotiations have to get started in a multilateral forum. And that seems to hold out the possibility that once started under an international umbrella, the U.S. would be willing to sit down with North Korea and try to work this out.
And what about Iraq? Japan has been very supportive of the United States on this issue. Is the U.S. looking for anything from Japan as this debate in the U.N. moves forward?
Yes, it is. The United States is planning to introduce a new resolution this coming week in the UN Security Council that would basically provide a green light for military action against Iraq. There is expected to be very intensive debate over it. There's a lot of resistance to that in the Security Council. Japan doesn't have a vote. It doesn't sit on the Security Council. But what Secretary Powell said they would like to see is for Japan to use its diplomatic influence to lobby members of the Security Council to support that resolution.
Secretary Powell is now in Beijing. What's ahead for him there?
Much more difficult assignment than he faced in Japan. China says that war with Iraq is premature. Beijing believes that weapons inspections in Iraq should continue. And Beijing also says that if North Korea won't join in multinational talks on the nuclear problem, then the United States should negotiate with North Korea on a bilateral basis.
NPR's Vicky O'Hara with Secretary Powell in Beijing. Thank you very much, Vicky.
You're welcome.